Dr. Tim Van Dielen is a professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison. He says the core topic is what he calls the long shadow of Aldo Leopold's Sand County Almanac. Van Dielen says he was contacted to discuss Leopold's legacy and will filter that through his own research. He says he did an online course on Leopold's view on hunting, and those recordings brought him to this event. Van Dielen has ties here.
Well, I used to work for the Wisconsin DNR up in Rhinelander. I used to be the deer research specialist. My career has been working on research having to do with the management and conservation of large mammals. So in Wisconsin, that means deer and bears and wolves, mostly studying population dynamics. You know, those were, at least in the case of deer and wolves, those are two sort of iconic species that Aldo Leopold spent a lot of time thinking about and writing about.
Van Dielen says the more he reads Leopold, the issues remain the same.
You know, Leopold was working here while wolves were being extirpated in the Great Lakes. In his lifetime, he made kind of an intellectual journey from viewing wolves as essentially vermin to viewing wolves as essential parts of an ecosystem. And it was his thinking about wolves that really influenced how he wrote and thought about predators more generally. And I think you see the same sort of controversies over wolves in the Great Lakes region, not just Wisconsin, not even just northern Wisconsin.
Science on Tap is being held February 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Minocqua Brewing Company in downtown Minocqua. The programs are free and are live streamed at the Minocqua Public Library each month. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.